Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It is time for us to check in with our Friday favorites. And I'm sorry, Michael, you can't speak because your microphone just went away. But we'll welcome back first into the studio, John Hancock.
Hey there.
You can speak.
You know, I kind of like this.
Hey, how's it going over there, John?
Yeah, fine, buddy. I kind of like this. Michael's microphone doesn't work. This might be a new model for
you. You're up now. Sorry about that, Michael.
Thank you.
Well, welcome, gentlemen.
Welcome. Hello, Carol.
It's always good to see Carol Daniel on a Friday
morning, isn't it, though?
Right?
I mean, it's like, I don't know.
I mean, Debbie Brown Array, she wakes us up every morning.
Every morning.
But Carol, you know, Fridays, sometimes we don't have you.
She didn't wake me up
today.
This
you do not. You do not. Megan Lynch is off. And so I was promised a 2023 Mercedes if I would come in.
Hey.
And I said, absolutely, I will come and work with Debbie for a new car.
Getting, getting an E-Class? What are we getting?
When someone gives you a 2023 Mercedes,
you just take it. Gift Mercedes under the hood, in the grill.
About Odyssey, I think they're going to tell you there's been some supply chain issues.
So it's good to see you guys. Good to be seen.
Always
I'm back from COVID, by the way.
Oh, how bad was
second
it?
Time?
Second time. Yeah. It was like a bad flu. The difference was I didn't have a fever this time. I had COVID in last April, Easter.
Yeah, remember.
And this time it was just like a really bad flu.
You know, when I
slept for days.
When you're a health nut, such as myself.
Oh.
I've managed
Yes, you are.
Yes, I've
Mr.
managed
health.
To avoid COVID all these many years because of my healthy lifestyle. And
that you
living.
Know of. It's quite possible and probably very likely that you did have it but were asymptomatic.
Huh.
Well, maybe that's the case. I too haven't had it.
Well, when you've got John, an
but I'm stuck
system.
On him saying he's a health nut. I don't really.
It's one of those days.
Looking at you sideways.
I got a bowl of grape nuts waiting for me when I get home.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love grape nuts.
With a side of smoke.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, hey, let's get to some topics.
Okay.
I'm interested in getting both of your perspectives on what is probably going to shape up to be an unbelievable presidential season.
Yes.
Because we all know Ron DeSantis is positioning himself to run for president.
Yes.
Donald Trump still believes, I think, he is the president. And Nikki Haley is expected to make an announcement reportedly in the next week or so. How do you suss all that out, John? Because Trump clearly... I don't know. I don't know what to say about it.
Well, there is no clearly.
Yeah.
Donald Trump benefits from a plethora of candidates. And so if you're a Donald Trump fan, you would like to see Nikki Haley get in. You'd like to see Governor Sununu of New Hampshire get in. Larry Hogan from Maryland. Bring them all on. Because the larger the field, the better odds that Donald Trump is the nominee. Many, if not most, of the primaries and caucuses that take place in the states – the winner of that caucus, the plurality winner, gets all the delegates. So there's a path for Donald Trump getting 35-38% of the vote consistently across the country that he'll be the nominee. Now, he can't win a general election, and that's going to be the argument that DeSantis and others are going to make, that why would you nominate somebody that you know is going to lose? And so it's going to be interesting to see how it all breaks down. I don't see Nikki Haley being a real serious threat, though, for the nomination.
Cue the music. It's going to be fun to watch. I think the former president's in a spot where, like John says, the more people who can get in, he has a chance of winning. John's exactly right. He cannot win a national election. What would be an interesting experiment for the Republicans is for somebody to come in with a Reagan-esque approach of optimism. If you hear what's coming out of DeSantis' mouth and Trump's mouth and nearly every member of the Republican caucus in both the House and the Senate, it's very pessimistic. It's very negative. It's very divisive. I think that's part of the Republicans' problems. And I'd be interested if a Nikki Haley were to get in and would have more of a positive, uplifting message, whether or not there's enough Republicans to erode that support from all the negativity. Because that's all I hear from the Republicans is lack of optimism.
Yeah,
I'm worried, guys, though, that the more that Trump turns on Ron DeSantis, I look at DeSantis maybe a race to the bottom of these culture wars.
Right.
That the more Trump turns on him, the more he digs his heels in and does more of what he's doing in Florida, presenting himself as the one who can save us all.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely the path he's taken. To Michael's point, a voice of optimism looking to the future. I mean, I think Chris Sununu, the governor of New Hampshire, could fill that, lane on the Republican side. The question really is that where the Republican primary voters are? And I think the Republican primary voters are probably closer to Ron DeSantis than they are to Chris Sununu.
Speaking of primaries, do either of you have issues with taking the emphasis away from Iowa and the Iowa caucuses, which have traditionally been first, and switching it to South Carolina?
I'll go first. I spent 6 months of my life in Iowa. It's the most miserable state on the planet just because I've been there. It's the coldest place I've ever been. I've never been there.
The wind whips.
In the summertime. And I'm somewhat tongue-in-cheek. Iowa's a nice state, but for political hacks like us, it's miserable. It's not reflective of the entire country. Most of the people in the room look like you and I, Debbie. It doesn't show diversity. It doesn't have diversity of thought. It really doesn't have a major urban area. It's very farm-centric. And I don't think it's reflective of the country, and I have no problem with Iowa going away. I personally don't like that we put so much emphasis on one state, even if we shift that now to Nevada or to South Carolina. I would prefer to see us go to regional primaries, maybe 8 or 9 primaries around the country where states next to each other vote so that we could actually see these candidates show up in a state like Missouri.
Wait, and by the way, when he said that most of them look like you, I thought tall? So are you saying
tall
that they're tall?
No,
tall and talented in Iowa? Is that what you're saying?
I found that most of them, there wasn't much color in Iowa.
Debbie has color, people.
There you go.
All right, we've got to go, but Hancock and Kelly will be here until 10. It is 8:28.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.